Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in step with it. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. Chapter 6. Brothers, if a person is caught in some trespass, you who are spiritual should restore such a person in a spirit of humility, carefully watching yourself, so that you are not also tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. For if someone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each person test his own work, and then he will take pride in regard to himself and not his neighbor, for each man will bear his own burden. Let the one who is taught the word share also good things with his teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. To be sure, whatever a man sows, he will also reap. Indeed, the one who sows for his own sinful flesh will reap destruction from the sinful flesh. But the one who sows for the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not become weary of doing good, because at the appointed time we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the household of faith. See what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. Those who want to look good in the flesh are the ones who are trying to compel you to be circumcised. Their only reason is so that they are not persecuted for the cross of Christ. As a matter of fact, those who are circumcised do not keep the law themselves, but they want to have you circumcised so that they can boast about your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In fact, in Christ Jesus, circumcision or uncircumcision does not matter. What matters is being a new creation. Peace and mercy on those who follow this rule, namely, on the Israel of God. Finally, let no one cause me any trouble, because I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.